Shortly thereafter, the young creatures, dusty and bedraggled, were seated on the floor, gazing up at their captors. Valea questioned the guard who had first sighted them.
Are they all here? Or are any missing?
The vermin's voice trembled as he answered.
Oh, I don't know, Your Majesty. It wasn't my job to count them.
The Sable Queen swept the other guards with an icy glare.
One of you must know. Speak up. How many prisoners were there?
The old rat Derva tugged at Valea's cloak.
None of these now, Mighty One. Only those foxes. Thwip and Binton you, but they're gone. Allow me to try. I'll soon find out.
She confronted the young ones in a calm manner.
Tell me, do you have any sisters, brothers or friends missing? Was any beast lost when the collapse happened?
Young Jiddle Witherspike held up a paw.
My sister Jinty's gone, and Tathy, and the little hare too. Those vermin put him in sacks and took him away. They're bad, wicked villains.
Derva nodded as if in agreement. She smiled at the small hog.
I'll trade ye if and I get him back. Will ye tell me who's missing then, eh?
Flander spoke out boldly.
None of us are saying a word till we sees him safe back.
The Sable Queen signalled a guard.
Bring them here!
Three ravagers carried the sacks in. They emptied the little trio out roughly. Tura carried Erfa to her brother, reuniting the leverets. Tassie, the red walled Dibbon, ran to Midda, calling,
"Why, Guffy, my Uncle Mulfwend!"
Jinty scurried to Jiddle. They hugged each other tightly. Midda put a paw about the little squirrel maid.
There's been no sign of Guffy or Gherchin and Flib, not since the collapse.
Tears popped out onto Tassie's cheeks. She blurted out without thinking,
"Did the tunnel fall in on them?"
Like a whirlwind, Valea was amongst them. She seized Midda, shrieking as she shook the shrew maid savagely.
"Tunnel? What tunnel? Tell me or I'll rip you apart."
Flandor charged to Midda's aid. Leaping on the Sable's back, he battered at her with clenched paws, roaring,
"Get your paws off her, you slimy bully! Let her go!"
Valea almost went down under the young otter's attack. She was saved by her guards. They hauled Flander off her forcibly. As they dragged him away, he lashed out with his rudder, catching the Sable Queen a smashing blow in her left eye. They crowded in on the brave young creature then, subduing him by main force. Valea turned on him. Leaping forward, she struck him in the throat. Flander clapped a paw to his neck and fell. The Sable stood over him, covering her injured eye. She returned the tiny poison dagger to its crystal sheath, hissing viciously.
"You dare to strike a queen? Fool! You will never again raise a paw to any beast!"
Midda was instantly at Flandor's side, holding up his head. The courageous otter smiled dreamily up at her, his eyes starting to droop.
"I'm thirsty, mate. Thirsty."
He shuddered, then slumped to one side and lay still. The shrew maid shook her friend's limp form.
"I'll get water for you, Flander. Flander?"